You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we will be talking about schedules. We're going to talk about how to schedule your day. So the post is actually called The Perfect Schedule for Aspiring Entrepreneurs That Are Still Working Full-Time. Now, quick disclaimer, I did get two people commenting on this post telling me that this schedule is made for either single people or people that don't have a family to take care of. And I do understand that in a way because, you know, you got one post, you can only put one schedule per post. Otherwise, we'd have to put like three or four different types of schedules on one post. It would be such a small writing, nobody would be able to read it. But so this is definitely for people that don't really have a big family to take care of or someone else that can help them while they focus on working these two jobs. But with that said, it doesn't mean that if you have kids, if you're a single parent, or if you're married and like there's other things that you need to take care of, I mean, it doesn't mean that you can tweak this schedule that I'm talking about today to make it fit in your schedule, right? So with that said, let's get started. 5:30 a.m., wake up, meditate to clean your mind, and listen to an audiobook that pumps you up. that pumps you up. All right, now with that said, that's 30 minutes. Some people tell you that as soon as you start working, as soon as you wake up, you should start working because that's when you make the best work. And if that works for them, that's amazing. I've tried that several times. I can tell you that I definitely need to at least meditate to clear my mind for 15 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes, because I struggled with anxiety in the past and high levels of stress. And these 30 minutes in the morning where I listen to an audiobook. First I meditate and then I listen to the audiobook that pumps me up. That's what I need to get in the zone to tackle the first task the best possible way. So this is 5:30 a.m. At 6 a.m., 30 minutes later, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m., I pick the most important task for my business and focus for 2 hours. So 6 a.m. to 8 a.m., this is the prime time there. Again, that's when people told me, well, I got kids, I got to take care of the kids and all that stuff. Well, if that is the case, then wake up at 4:30 instead of 5:30 a.m. Literally, like that's the only couple of things that you want to switch. If that sucks, then, you know, you got to figure out something else because unfortunately, you only have 24 hours in a day. I like to sleep 7 hours and I go to bed at 10:30 and I wake up at 5:30. But with that said, you can try waking up at 4:30 and going to bed at 9:30. But I digress now. Let's go back to the 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. slot. It's 2 hours. So pick the most important task for your business and focus for 2 hours. We said that. So take that time. Really, it's something that you need to do the night before. Really look at your to-do list and say, what if this was the only thing I did today, what would that be? And then you pick that thing and you stick it there the first 2 hours in the morning. If that first important thing is overdone within an hour, then you can put two tasks that you can complete, 6 to 7 and 7 to 8. Then 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. So from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., I just assume that you're probably like brushing your teeth, I don't know, hopping in the shower, getting dressed and leaving the house. Go to work, 9 a.m. Work in the office. If possible, use your lunch break to do business work. Now, 9 to 5, so lunch is probably around 12 to 1. You can eat something and do some business, maybe send a couple emails, write whatever. And then at 6 a.m., so an hour commute back, 6 p.m., sorry, not 6 a.m., 6 p.m., do physical activity for at least 30 minutes. Now, again, I like to do high-intensity interval training. It takes me literally 30 minutes a day. My heart rate goes up to 182. I sweat buckets. I am destroyed by the end of the 30 minutes. Sometimes I make it even 45 minutes. Then I hop in a shower, very cold shower, and then, so that would be at 6 p.m., and then you got dinner, and then 8:30 to 10:30 p.m., work on your business, and then go to bed. So 8:30, I would generally start doing stuff like, for example, watching tutorials or doing anything that, you know, doesn't require me to be super dialed in and like creating amazing work, but more something that, you know, is going to help me do my job better the day after, right? So like, again, learning new stuff or implementing small changes on my computer, like optimizing the way my email folders are. I don't know, stuff that you wouldn't want to do in the morning, just like I said earlier. So with that said, I hope you enjoyed this short episode. If you have family members, if you're married, I am married and this schedule works well for me. But again, I don't really have a full-time job anymore. This is my full-time job. For some people that still have a full-time job, if it's too tight, shuffle it around, sleep at least 6.5 to 7 hours every day. Don't sleep less than that because then you're going to be sleep deprived and the quality of the work is not going to be, it's not going to be good. So again, I hope you enjoyed this episode and until next time, up your game.